Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, John, we have a Mel Kiper mock. It's technically a Mel and Field Yates mock. They alternate picks. They go through three rounds. Mm-hmm. Not going to go through 100 picks here. Want to spotlight a couple of the guys that go before the Lions, and then we'll go through the Lions picks.
Okay.
Starting at 21, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
They take Derek Harmon.
Oh, your guy.
I'm really falling in love with him. 21, I would consider a trade up. Led all FBS players in pressures from the interior. We know how important that is on a lot of these dominant teams and defenses. He goes 21 to Pittsburgh. Emeka Ebuka, 22 to the Chargers. Shamar Stewart, edge out of Texas A&M, 23 to the Green Bay Packers. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of listeners like Shamar Stewart. Donovan Jackson, guard, Ohio State, goes to the Vikings at 24. Tet McMillan, eyebrow raiser, to Houston.
If he goes to Houston, now they may not be able to protect a quarterback, C.J. Stroud, but you pair him up with Nico Collins, that's, you're bordering on a Cincinnati type of receiver group.
26, the Rams take Maxwell Hairston, that's a corner out of Kentucky. Malachi Starks, the safety from Georgia, feels like a Baltimore Raven. Mm-hmm. In this scenario, is a Baltimore Raven. And Mel Kiper had the even pick, so at 28... he has the Lions selecting Mykel Williams, edge, Georgia. He says, we talk a lot about the Lions pass rush, hole opposite Hutch. Let's fix it. Williams can beat blockers with explosiveness and has more upside for new Lions defensive coordinator Kelvin Shepard to unlock.
I like this pick if he's there because of his size. He is a guy that can get to the quarterback off the edge, 6'5", 265. Probably in a year or 2 years, he's probably playing more at 275. He's a dude that is an every down guy. So you've got Hutch on one side, Mykel Williams on the other, and it's not, well, we're going to have to put in Josh Pascal for first down to stop the run, and then we bring in Mykel Williams for, or whoever it would be for, pass rush. I love the fact that you have an every down guy, and the fact that if it's third and long, now you can mix and match, and you can create some matchups. You can put Hutch on a three or Mykel Williams on a three, and you can move those guys around and pick and choose where you want to put the pressure from.
Because he still has more to unlock, could you still pair a Za'Darius Smith with him?
Oh, certainly. Like you said yesterday. You can never have enough pass rushers. Okay. I agree with that.
A couple other notables that are on the board that go a few picks later. 32, Jihad Campbell, linebacker, Alabama, goes to the Eagles. Just feels like a great Philly Eagles pick.
Sure.
Do it all, versatile defender from Alabama. Some other notables. Kenneth Grant, 38, to the New England Patriots.
Yep.
Kenneth Grant's a guy that a lot of people argue should be in the consideration for the Lions at 28, so he would still be there. James Pierce falls all the way to 43. Mm. San Francisco 49ers. We get a premier edge upside guy who's clearly falling for some reason.
Yeah, there seems to be some fire with that smoke.
All right.
And I trust me, I don't know. We're just going off of reports. Never met the kid.
60 is the Lions' next pick. They take Marcus Mabeau.
Mm-hmm.
That's from, how you say his Purdue. Name. Yeah, guard out of Purdue. It says there's an opening at guard in Detroit. He could compete for that spot right away. Two seasons at right tackle, but started at right guard for Purdue back in 2022.
Yeah, I think this is a good, this would be a solid pick.
That's the type of guy we're looking for. Yeah.
Now, he's not going to be competing with those Iwosika and Mahogany. I think he is a guy that creates depth, but it's more creating depth to eventually take over, whether it's later in the season or when Graham Glasgow needs a week to recover, because those things do happen when you get a little bit older. Or it's the same thing with Frank at center. Maybe he needs a week, and then you move Grab the center, and then you've got Mimbo or Mahogany or Wosika. I do think it was interesting that Mahogany leapfrogged Wosika, but I still go back to the NFC Championship game when Wosika came in for Jonah Jackson. Didn't miss a beat.
No. You and I have talked about it. The offensive linemen that they take, and they will take one in this draft, ideally can play both guard and tackle. This guy has experience in both.
You need some flexibility, yes.
The last pick in this three-round mock, the Lions pick at 102. That's a comp pick from Aaron Glenn. Barrett Carter, linebacker, Clemson.
Speed guy. Guy that would be solid. It would add some depth. He's not going to add any wow factor to that linebacker room.
But it's a position group that has Derek Barnes now locked up long-term. And I think Jack Campbell's the only other linebacker signed beyond next season.
Correct. Yes.
So
last year for
Anzalone. Yeah. Not that this guy replaces him, but you need to continue to prime the pump and put more guys on the depth chart that can contribute. Barrett Carter.
Water the linebacker garden.
Water all of it, John. Yeah. Keep a lush garden going. So there you go. There's your Mel Kiper mock and Field Yates. They alternate picks, but Kiper has all the Lions picks. 248-539-9797. Travis Hunter. He had a quote yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Asked if teams told him to focus on wide receiver or cornerback and not play both, he said that would be game over for him. I would never play football again. I've been doing it my whole life. I love being on the football field. I can dominate each side of the ball. I enjoy doing it.
I appreciate his mindset. And I do think he can play both at the next level. To what level on both sides? I don't know that it's a domination on both sides. I think he could dominate defensively and be a guy like his college football coach, Deion Sanders, mm-hmm. that can moonlight as a wide receiver or a guy that can make plays offensively.
So he's not Charles Woodson level corner.
No.
Or Deion Sanders level corner, right?
No. No,
but
Hall of Famers.
But when you factor in that he can also be a receiver,
yes.
that's how you get to where he's likely going to be a top three pick. So his value is in playing both. If he was only playing one, I don't know that he's a no-brainer lock to go in the top two or three.
I think he's a lock to go in the top five. If you're just drafting him as a corner, he's a top five guy.
And that's the position he would play if you had to play him.
I think that's his best position.
Okay.
And that's why I say I think he plays defensive exclusively and then moonlights on the offensive side of the ball. But I don't know, is he got a certain number of plays that he is going to demand? See, and rookies generally aren't in position to make demands.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I wouldn't rule out him playing both heavily.
Correct.
This first season.
I
because you say
depends
Moonlight,
what you mean by heavily.
Yeah.
Because making the transition, I mean, we've seen, insert Jeff Okuda, guys taken in the top three that can't do one side of the ball.
Yeah.
And they were coming in thinking that, you know, it wasn't a stretch to think Jeff Okuda was a top 10 pick. Maybe a top three, maybe with the line. And we're looking on it with the colored glasses that we know how it all turned out. But there are guys that are taken top five, top 10, that just... They're no good at the NFL level.
Well, and the reality is corner is a tough position to transition to. I remember Darius Slay, he was a second-round pick here in Detroit. His first season was ups and downs. His second season, he locked in and was a real shutdown corner. We're hoping to see the same thing from Terry Arnold, who played a lot of snaps last season in man coverage. You learn right away what it takes in this league. Your first season at corner, yeah, you're going to cover Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase and CeeDee Lamb, and you're going to get eaten up a little bit. But I think if you're drafting him, you're doing it because the trade-off is he's going to get better on that side of the ball, and he's going to play both sides of the ball is how I can justify it.
What I really like about him is not just his athletic ability, and he can do things that other guys can't. Right? That's just flat out. I think we all saw that if you've watched any film or if you've watched any of the Colorado games. He can just flat out do things that other guys can't. He's a tremendous athlete. But it's also his awareness on the field. It's his instincts. And defensively, you need to have instincts. And, you know, to play this game, you've got to have some of that anticipation and instincts. But that's where I think defensively he will excel. Do I think he has a Sauce Gardner rookie season? Probably not. I don't think he's rare. Yeah, I don't think he's up there. But I do think he is a guy that you could put out there and be very confident that he's going to get the job done.
Couple Travis Hunter ticket text. Unnamed texter says he wasn't a top 10 corner or wide receiver in college, but magically he's going to do both. LOL. And this one says, if he plays both positions and it's time to be franchise tagged, which position does he get tagged as?
Well, he'll demand whichever one's going to get paid higher.
And the team will insist whichever one is lower.
Yeah.
And that he'll want it to be receiver eventually. That's why he wants to do this, because receivers make more money than corners. So yeah. I would say the good sign on him right now is the fact that he's not demanding just to play wide receiver. Because that's all he'd be angling about. It's just the money then, long term.
Right. He wants
to
contribute
help. I think whoever takes
him
should take this chance. And I think sometimes in sports, you got to take risks and chances. And I would love to see him, you know, offensively on the field at least 60% of the plays. And I know that's a pretty bold thing to do. But we're living in a world right now where, you know, Shohei Ohtani did this. And if you just said no, you never would have got it.
You give him a shot to
do it. I think this is the right guy to take the chance, and I think any team that takes him. I heard somebody say yesterday they think New England's a great fit for him because of Vrabel.
Yeah.
And the fact that Vrabel actually played both sides of the ball some, and that McDaniels could be creative and working him in.
Cheeseburger on the brain.
Exactly.
It's early. 248-539-9797. It's 97.1.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.